Hello, everybody. My name is Betty, and I'm a nicotine addict. I smoked for 47 years, guys. I damaged my lungs, and I almost died from cigarettes. I hope there's some beginners here tonight because I want them to hear my story. The addiction was so strong. By the grace of God, a sponsor, a program, the steps, I am where I am today. And I never would have made it that far without Bonner, without steps, and without sponsors. I am also in the parent program, AA, and I have been sober for 14 and a half years. Let me go back a little bit in time and give you a little history of myself. I was placed in a foster home at 5 months old. My foster mother did not smoke, bless her heart, and I stayed with her until I was 12 years old. And she got very ill, and my mother took me back. Well, my mother smoked, and I'll backtrack a little bit. When I was 10 years old, I developed pneumonia, and I almost died. Back then, they had penicillin, and that was just about it. But when I was 12, I went with my mother, and she was a heavy smoker. And I wanted to see what it was all about. So I stole some cigarettes from her, and me and my girlfriend would go smoke them. But we never inhaled. In fact, I never inhaled until I was about 17 years old, where my boyfriend, my now husband, told me, if you're going to smoke, smoke right. Biggest mistake of my life. I started inhaling, and that was the thing to do back then. I mean, you smoked, it was on television, everybody smoked in cars, everybody smoked in restaurants, in the grocery store. Everywhere you went, you smoked, and nobody said anything about it. I got pregnant with my first daughter, and I still smoked. And I had bronchitis all my life, and I was sick through that pregnancy, and she was born very small. A lot of it was because of smoking, birth weight. She was very small, but thank God she was very healthy. What I contributed to her was all my good stuff, thank God. Also, I think to myself, my God, she was addicted to cigarettes, when I think of it now. And she had to go through withdrawal as a baby. And I kept on smoking, and I had a miscarriage. Again, it could have been smoking related. It could have been drinking related. I have been thinking about that for quite a bit lately. And I had my second daughter, and she was a small baby too, and she was healthy. So the two girls were healthy. But I couldn't have any more children after that. I had problems and health problems all my life. You would think that I would have quit smoking right at the first pregnancy. But again, back in the 60s, smoking was as natural as eating food. And it took the Surgeon General putting his signature on a pack of cigarettes saying that they were dangerous to our health to get me to think, but did I stop? No, I didn't stop. I went on smoking, and I went to school at that time. After my girls were a little older, I went back to college, and I got my degree in business and music. And I worked for 40 years as a sales manager of music stores in the greater Toledo, Ohio area and Detroit, Michigan. I smoked behind the stores, in between customers, in the store. I remember I worked at a mall one time. They had a fire hall in the back of a store. I'd go out in the fire hall and smoke cigarettes. And I never thought anything about it. Then they banned smoking in the malls. And I had to go outside. Well, I went outside. I went outside, and then they banned me in other buildings. Even at home, my husband, who quit smoking 20 years prior to me, says, you're not going to smoke in the house. So he builds me a screen porch on the front of the house and says, you can smoke out there. So he was an enabler. I went out there and I smoked. When I went to work, it was a 45-minute drive to and from work. I smoked for 45 minutes straight. I was up to 3-4 packs a day of cigarettes. I was completely lost in the addiction. I tried quitting with AA. AA did to alcohol wonderfully, but it couldn't do what I needed it to do for nicotine. It took me browsing on the web, trying to find something that was nicotine-related for help, and I found you guys. Did I quit completely at first? No. I did relapse at 4 months. I thought, well, I was going to try an e-cigarette. I thought that would be the perfect answer to all my problems. It wouldn't hurt my lungs. It wouldn't do anything to me. Wrong. It led to a cigarette. But I came back the very next day, and I talked to my sponsor. I started the steps. I worked them. I'm on step 12 now, and I have worked all 12 steps, and I feel so relieved to be free at last of this nicotine addiction. I don't have the cravings like I used to when I was first smoker. I do have the mental obsession still, and I have to really work my program to overcome that, which it's getting better and better. When I worked, I would spray myself with perfume and drink Scope. I'd gargle Scope and spray myself with perfume between customers. I kept Estee Lauder in business. And I don't know what my coworkers thought of me, but I was just one of these hopeless ones. The earlier newcomers you can get in the program and quit, the better. You won't end up like me, sleeping with a mask on at night. I tried the patches. I tried the lozenges. I tried everything in creation, and the only thing that worked for me was these steps and working them and living them. I try to put them in every aspect of my life today. I quit one time for 18 months. I'll never forget that. I thought that I was done with cigarettes, and then I went to a college out of town, and I was stressed over taking some tests, so I bombed a cigarette. And that led me right back to smoking. That was years ago. But I had several doctors tell me, you are going to die from cigarettes. You're going to end up on oxygen if you don't quit. And I didn't listen. I just simply didn't listen. What it took was the 5 D's. It took, for me, relaxation and meditation to music. That helped me more than anything. It relaxed me. I am so fortunate today to have many fine acquaintances with all you people and the help that you have given me. And I know I'm just basically beginning the program itself, but I feel I've accomplished a lot in 10 months. And I want to thank everybody here. I want to thank my sponsor. I want to thank all of you. And that's about my story up to date, guys. And thank you, and go ahead.